Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. Amen. Good morning. Amen. Come on and give God a praise. Amen. This is Morning Glory with the Apostle. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, early in the morning when we seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're thanking God this morning. Hallelujah. That God has kept us through the night. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He has preserved our soul. Amen. He has woken us up to see another day. Amen. Come on and give God a praise. Come on, give your God a shout. We have a reason, amen, to bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. We're thanking God right now. Amen. For those of you, amen, we may have gotten on a little late, amen, but nevertheless, we are on. Amen. We're thanking God. Amen. We're giving God the praise. Amen. I want to really encourage you this morning, amen, to stay connected to God. Amen. It's very important right now, amen, that word seek, actually in the Greek, means to chase after. It means to chase after God. So the seeking has to do with the chase. Amen. And when you chase after something, amen, that puts a relentless pursuit in your heart for it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we need to have a relentless pursuit toward God. Amen. To chase after him. Amen. To seek after him. Amen. And so, thanking God on this morning. Amen. I want to share a few scriptures with you this morning that's going to bless our hearts and bless our souls this morning concerning seeking after God in the morning. It's something about the morning time, amen, that really moves the heart of God when we seek him in the morning. The morning is us giving God the first fruit, amen, the first fruit of our day, amen. And so I want to start off by praying. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We thank you for this day, for this day that you have made, Lord, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you, God, that we can do nothing without you. So we give you the praise, glory, and the honor. We ask you, Lord, that you will receive, God, the first fruits, God, of our day, God, that it is given unto you to seek your face, God, and to hear what you have to say to us. We give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every device of the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. And the blood prevails against you. Devil, you have no lot, no part in this matter. We defeat you even right now by the word of the living God, which decrees and declares that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that every scheme, tactic, weapon of the enemy has been dismantled and disarmed. In the name of the Boko Tarabasa, in your mighty name, O Yahshua HaMashiach. And we thank you right now. And we give you the praise right now. And the glory and the honor. And we thank you. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Some more. Somebody come on and give God some more praise, some more glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And then maybe the devil is a liar. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're going to declare victory in the name of our God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. We're blessing God on today. Amen. Amen. God is greatly to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and keep the praises and worship of God in our mouth. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to start off with a couple of scriptures that's going to really put us in the mode to seek God and be able to really hear the heart of God. Amen. Amen. So come with me right quickly to Psalms 63, 1 through 5. Psalms 63, 1 through 5. And the word of the living God reads, and it says, "You, God, are my God. Early I will seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water." Come on here, somebody. That's David's spirit crying out to God. He says, "You, God, are my God." He is declaring God to be his God. He is declaring that there's no other God besides him that he's seeking after. He says, "Early will I seek you." Hallelujah. "Early will I come after you." Hallelujah. And he says, "I thirst for you." How many of us thirst for God this morning? Hallelujah. How many of us are thirsty for the Lord? He said, "They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled." So how many know that it's a good thing to thirst after God? He says, "I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you." My whole being, spirit, soul, body, longs for you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you, God. My spirit wants you. My soul wants you. My body wants you. My whole being longs for you. And then it says, "In a dry and parched land." How many of you know that he was saying that it was dry, which means there was no presence of God in the land. So he's seeking God because there's no presence of God in the land, in a dry and parched land where there is no water. Water represents life. So he's saying, "Lord, I need you to shower me with your word. I need you to pour your life on me so I can live." Come on here, somebody. "I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory, because your love is better than life." Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, "I've seen you in the sanctuary, but I want to see you right now, God, in this dry place that I'm in. Lord, I've seen you in the church, Lord, but I want to see you right now, God." Amen. In a place, God, where it seems to be dry. I need your presence, God. Hallelujah. I need you to rain down and shower me, God, with your presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, "Because your love is better than life." How many know that the love of God, that there's nothing more valuable, there's nothing more greater than the love of God? Come on here, somebody. His love is more than anything, hallelujah, that we can ever possess in this life. And when God pours his love on us, that's all we need, child of God. It's his love. Somebody give God some praise, hallelujah. He said, "My lips will glorify you." In other words, my lips will give you all the praise, Lord. "I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands." Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. "I will be fully satisfied as with the riches of food. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. David is caught up in the praises of the Most High. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, "This morning I want you to get caught up in the praises of me. Praise me." As I rain down my love on you, praise me. As I fulfill the thirst that you have in your spirit, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, know that God is the only one that can quench the thirst that we have for him. Come on here, somebody. Can't nobody else quench that but the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
So we bless the Lord this morning, glory to God. Let's go to Proverbs 8 and 17, hallelujah. Proverbs 8 and 17. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord reads. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Proverbs 8 and 17. And the word of the Lord says, and I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God says, I love those who love me. Hallelujah. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. So God says, if you chase after me, you're going to find me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is not hiding himself. He's only looking for those who really want him. He's saying, amen, I'm not going to put myself out there. I need you to seek me. I want you to show me how bad you really want me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 5 and 3. Come with me to Psalms 5 and 3. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 5, verse 3. And what the Lord says, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. Hallelujah. And so in the morning, the Lord hears our voice. In the morning, we lay our request before him and wait expectantly, hallelujah, expecting God to do something, expecting God to meet our need, expecting God, hallelujah, to answer our prayers. The morning time, the first fruit time, where we give God the first of our time. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory. Now we got one more we're going to hear. You're going to hear 38 and 12. Hallelujah. Job 38. And 12. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We give you the praise. Thank you, Lord. 38 and 12. And the word of the Lord says, have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place that it may take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it. Hallelujah. This is God talking to Job when Job makes a statement against the Lord, replying that he feels like he has been treated unfairly. God is saying, no, I am a righteous God. Everything I do is in righteousness. And he's asking Job, he said, if you have an order against me, Job, have you ever given orders to the morning? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that God orders the morning? Hallelujah. And so as we get in the presence of God, we can begin to decree and declare how our morning will go. And so we're thanking God right now for blessing our mornings. I want to speak blessings over everyone morning who is connected right now. Father, we thank you, and we send your Holy Spirit ahead of us, and we thank you for your glory, God. We give you praise, oh God. Father, I ask you to bless everyone's morning, God. to bind the hand of the enemy, God. Rebuke every devil and demon, God, to clear the pathway, Lord. We may have a blessed, wonderful, and holy day. We thank you, Lord God, that you move all things, that nothing is exempt from your authority or power. We thank you right now, God. We give you praise and glory and honor and adoration. We bless your holy name this morning, God. And we decree and declare, God, that we have victory, God. We decree and declare, God, in your mighty name, that you have given victory to our morning, God. We declare it. We decree it. We speak it over every situation, circumstance. And we thank you, oh God, that you have already worked it out for us. We give you the praise. In Yahshua, HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody clap your hands and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and give God the glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, God. And we thank you, oh God, for how you are moving for us. In Yahshua, HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Is there anybody online this morning that need prayer for anything, or that is believing God for anything this morning? Amen. I'm in agreement with you for prayer. Amen. For those who are desiring prayer, I'm leaving the door open for you to come on right now if there is any. So, Father, since there is none, we thank you right now. We give you praise and glory for what you're doing. Thank you for your word. Father, we thank you that in the morning we just seek you, oh God, with our whole heart. We thank you, God, for how you honor the morning time. We thank you, oh God, that all things move by you and through you. So we bless your holy name. We thank you that we have victory over the enemy. We thank you, Lord. He has no part nor lot in this matter. We thank you, Lord, that he has no authority, God, for he has been stripped of all authority, God. Thank you that he has no power, because all power belongs to you. We thank you, O God. We give you the praise and the glory for all things. Amen and amen. Amen. This is yours truly. Amen. Morning Glory with the Apostle. And we want to thank God for everyone who has tuned in. Amen. For everyone who is on the line right now. Amen. God is on the line with you. And just know that the power of the Holy Spirit is able to keep you from falling. We give you praise, O God. In Yahshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So, anyone have any questions? Amen. If no one have any questions, we are now going to dismiss for right now. And join me tomorrow at the same time, 6 o'clock, for Morning Glory with the Apostle. May the peace and love of God be with you all day today until we meet again on tomorrow morning. Peace and blessings. Shalom.